Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Divers from America's Navy are working to recover debris from the Chinese balloon that an American fighter jet shot down Saturday over the Atlantic. The Pentagon confirmed it was downed over American territorial waters, but China accused the Biden administration of, quote, seriously violating international conventions. China has denied that the balloon, which the Pentagon detected flying over sensitive military sites, was used for surveillance. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, claimed to have pardoned, quote, tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests. The death of Mahsa Amini, a young woman arrested in September for not wearing a, quote, proper headscarf, sparked daily demonstrations. To quell demonstrations, the authorities locked up nearly 20,000 people, sentencing over 100 to death. Ukraine's defense minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, will be replaced following a corruption scandal. Mr. Reznikov's deputy resigned after media reports accused the defense ministry of graft, but Mr. Reznikov had said he would step down only if Volodymyr Zelensky, the country's president, asked him to. Kirilo Budanov, the head of military intelligence, will reportedly take his post. The presidential election in Cyprus will go to a runoff next week after no candidate won an outright majority. Former Foreign Minister Nikos Christodoulidis took 32% of the vote. Mr. Christodoulidis' lead was expected, but Andreas Mavroyiannis, a career diplomat backed by a left-wing party, was a surprise runner-up. On the divided island, only Greek Cypriots participated in the vote. General Pervez Musharraf, a former president of Pakistan who seized power in a military coup in 1999, died aged 79. Mr. Musharraf oversaw a period of rapid economic growth, but was criticized by some for using the military to silence critics and for supporting America's post-9/11, quote, war on terror. Mr. Musharraf left office in 2008 and spent his later years in exile in Dubai. Foxconn, a Taiwanese electronics manufacturer, with factories in China, reported record revenues of 660 billion Taiwanese dollars, $22 billion, in January, an increase of 48% year on year. The firm, which makes about 70% of Apple's iPhones, has recovered after severe disruptions caused by China's zero-COVID policy. Foxconn reported that its factory outside the Chinese city of Zhengzhou has returned to normal levels of production. Charles Bronson, one of Britain's most dangerous prison inmates, launched an online sale of new artwork ahead of a gallery exhibition later this month. Mr. Bronson has spent much of the past 50 years in solitary confinement, but has created a market for his cartoons. Born Michael Peterson, he renamed himself after the American actor, but now goes by Charles Salvador, after his artistic hero, Salvador Dali. And fact of the day, 1.2 million, the number of fishing licenses sold in the state of Minnesota in 2020, roughly one for every five residents. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.